Hi friends, this is Chetan Deshpande. Which content will attract more customers? Which is the right way to create the content so that you can attract more and right customers? This is most discussed or most brainstormed question in a lot of corporate meetings, that which kind of content we should create which will attract right customers and more customers. Humans have an average 8-second attention span. You're going to need to do better job when it comes to creating content. So let's go and solve this problem. Take your pen and paper or open your notepad from your device and write it down. What people love? That is most important question when it comes to online content consumption. So if you understand what people are searching, what people are looking for, what people are consuming, how they are reacting after consumption of particular content, you will solve this secret of which kind of content I should create for my business. There is no standard way of doing it actually. So many people will say, okay, create video, create amazing graphics, create maybe a good article, viral worthy article, write great titles to your articles, write great captions, but that will just attract people to click on the content. That will not convert them into customer. So these tricks are fine, and these are available on Google. If you find on Google, you will find a lot of articles, a lot of videos which are talking about this particular thing, which are tricks. But what is the formula? Why, first of all, people will click on your content, and when they will consume your content, the result should be transaction. So first step, impression. Second step, interaction. And third step, transaction. You should remember this. Again, I will repeat. First step, impression. Second step, interaction. Third step, transaction. And this should happen in sequence. Impression will give you likes, but likes are not real results. Interactions will give you communication, but interactions are not again right business results. Transactions are definitely right business results, but it should happen through the process. So how to create content that will impress them? How to create content that will push them to interact with your content? And how to create content that will convert that interaction into a business inquiry? Now, we are going to the basics of consumer psychology. How consumers work. Why people really get impressed with particular content. Why they interact with it. Or why they buy from someone. There is one single golden formula. Is you have to really, really care about their problem. You don't have to be greedy about selling your products and services. Because if you become greedy about selling your business services and business solutions and company, then your advertisements will be to sell your products and services. It will be not to care about their problem. And people who are consuming online data have very short span. They don't care about what advertisement is this. They don't care about the graphics is creative. They don't care about how much you're offering. They care about, is this particular advertisement solving their problem? And most of the online audience today is expert in skipping the advertisements. So if you are creating even innovative advertisements, creative advertisements, people are going to skip, because 10-15 years of internet, active internet, has made people or consumers expert in skipping ads. Now, if you want the impression, interaction and transaction should happen with your content in that sequence, then you have to really care about your consumer. Write down their top 5 problems, top 5 urgent problems which your solution and service can solve, and remind them how is that particular solving that problem is important in their life or business or career, and how your service and solution can solve it. your all content should be centric to this. Your content should not be centric to your product, services and advertisements and offers and discounts. You'll always lose in digital marketing game with this. You will not achieve profits and growth. You have to care about consumer's problem. Make them aware this problem is crucial. Then give them probable solution. Then give them probable action which will give them benefit or which will solve their problem. This awareness marketing is going to solve your problem in business. It will give you more transaction through content. Otherwise, you will keep investing in content which is beautiful, innovative, but it will not turn into transaction. I am very confident that many people are going through this. They are creating amazing content. They are getting a lot of likes. They are getting a lot of response to the content, but end result of transaction is very low. This is the reason why it is not happening. And if you want to discuss about your specific business, because strategy is different for a different business, it is not same. Otherwise, everyone will be successful. So you have to focus on your consumer, your consumer's urgent problem, how you are going to create content around it only on regular basis. Regular basis is very important. If you are inconsistent, that is equal to you are selfish. So most important thing here is to understand your business, your target audience, their problem, and how you are going to create content for a long time. If you have any queries, write to me on chetan@chetandeshpande.com. Thank you very much.